We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Never one to miss an opportunity, the Trump campaign is now selling Fredo Unhinged t-shirts with screenshots of CNN host Chris Cuomo's face. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with KCBS political analyst Mark Sandlow. Mark, these are $34 t-shirts.
Well, people spend money on all sorts of silly things. In fact, you go to any of the political campaign, people running for president's campaign web pages, and you can spend lots of money on different kinds of logos. I mean, what's different about this, Holly, of course, is, I mean, this is a whole t-shirt created for no other reason than to insult CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, who got in a fight with a guy who was trying to provoke him and put it on tape about somebody called him Fredo, which was a reference to the sort of worthless and underachieving son in The Godfather, trying to compare Cuomo, you know, his father, Mario Cuomo, is governor, his brother is governor, and he's just a lowly anchor on CNN, and he flipped out and told a guy he'd throw him down the stairs. It's a silly little fight. It's not surprising there are people who make light of it. I mean, there is everything on Facebook, on YouTube, as silly as you can imagine. The surprise here, of course, is that the President of the United States is behind this, sending out tweets making fun of the anchor. And he did another thing very similar this week, or similar in the sense of it being a culture war. His campaign started selling plastic straws. Why? Because liberal paper straws don't work. So that's what the campaign says. So for $10, or I think it's $14, you can buy 10 Trump recyclable plastic straws, in another way to sort of say that those elites on the East Coast really have no idea, or on the West Coast, I have to add, have no idea what they're talking about. Middle America is sensible. This has been a strategy for Trump for a long time, and of course, these things are easy to laugh at and they're funny. There are some more serious things that Trump has done to provoke a similar reaction. I mean, just this week, he talked about trying to eliminate protections on the Endangered Species Act, lightening LGBT protections from getting government contracts. He's talked about limiting public assistance for immigrants. These are, in Trump's mind and in his campaign's mind, all the similar idea that they can try to inflame middle America against elite liberal America, hoping that's a good election strategy.
You know, Mark, if you turn the camera just a little and look at this from a different angle, this is sort of what's happened to the music industry, right? We used to care about the sounds on the stage, and we bought the band's CDs and albums. Now it's all about merch. And, you know, that's the fastest growing revenue stream. The Trump campaign is bringing in money, but at the same time, in a sense, quote unquote, getting people to wear their T-shirt, which is branding.
$500,000, supposedly, they made off the straws thing earlier in the last week, which, yes, so they're actually making money about this. But let me go and talk for a second about why this can be somewhat dangerous. I mean, the fact is, it's easy, and the media absolutely loves talking about the divides in America. That's always been a story that, you know, the media thrives on conflict, and President Trump has thrived on the media's addiction to this. I mean, you know, you go back to somebody who ran for president not that long ago who, you know, made a name for himself by saying at a convention, "We worship an awesome God in the blue states. We don't let federal agents, we don't like them poking around our libraries in red states. We coach Little League in blue states, and yes, we've got gay friends in red states." That was Barack Obama when he was speaking in the 2004 keynote address at the convention in Boston. There's another way of looking at it, which is America is not so divided. And, you know, it's easy to look at things like, you know, so people talk about Starbucks. There are 2,821 Starbucks in California at last count, compared to 32 in Mississippi. Okay, so Californians are elitists who the liberals there, they love their fancy coffee. They're rich enough to afford their fancy coffee, unlike those good religious folks down in Mississippi. But what state has the fewest Starbucks? Vermont. There's only 8 of them in Vermont, and they elected a socialist as Senator and Bernie Sanders. These divides are often not as clear as they're made out to be, but boy, the Trump campaign is certainly trying to capitalize on them.
Mark Sandlow, our KCBS political analyst, live from Washington.